The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
This is the unofficial Robins Podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
It's the unofficial Robins Podcast. We've just arrived at Gosport Borough to a very, very nice, friendly welcome, which is just great. Nice Aston Martin already parked in the ground. I wonder if that's mine. I wouldn't mind that. If you do see that, DB9, very pretty indeed. And a big yellow bus, Buster's Beach Club. So, yes, I don't know what that's for, but there's a lovely bus here as well. Maybe I could stand on the top of it. It would give a very good view. We're going to have the team sheet coming out very shortly, so as soon as I get that, it's going to be... we'll have that for you. But thank you, as always, for listening to the unofficial Robins Podcast.
It's your unofficial Robins Podcast. The team news is out. Our starting 11, number one between the sticks, Michael Eacott, Jack Dean at two, Ethan Burden at three, Anthony Cheshire at four, Dan Bayliss and captain at five, Lodge at six, Abisgan at seven, George Knight at eight, Jordan Esprit at nine, Sanders at 10, Mikhail Platt at 11. And on the bench for the Robins, 12 Max Herbert, 14 English, 15 Cook, 16 Grant, and 17 Fraser. Come on, you Robins. So I'm with dear Colin here. He's got the cap on. He's got his shirt on. Obviously, not the official. Well, it is the official shirt, just without badges. He's undercover. He could be both. I mean, the problem is, obviously, he does support many football teams, so we don't know if it is Bracknell Town or Tottenham or... What other teams do you support? Plymouth. All right, up the Green Army. Green Army and Binfield. How many minutes in? We're about 15 minutes maybe in.
Tight game.
Yeah. What's your thought? All seriousness, Cole.
It's a tight game and it needs a go either side.
Right.
It needs a go either side. So, we're lining it up.
Exactly. It seems a bit... It feels a bit scrappy so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Definitely. And the midfield's got control, but there's no forward play.
Awesome. Well, we will get some more of... Colin's views later on in the game. Thanks for listening to the unofficial Robins Podcast. It's the unofficial Robins Podcast. I'm here with Paul Pomeroy. Well, I say I'm here. We're over the airwaves. It's all gone a bit IT. You know this. I mean, we could say we're in the same room, but we're not. We don't have that sort of dedication. A very good evening, dear Pom. How the devil are you?
Yes, good evening, sir. I'm fine, thank you. And how are you? It does sound like we're in the same room, to be honest.
It does. Glorious technology. Yes, I'm good. Obviously a wonderful weekend with the game. Yeah. But also, I had a nice day on the Sunday today that we're recording this. Went to, had Remembrance, Sunday Remembrance Parade. And my daughter Sophia was in uniform for the first time as an army cadet. And
fantastic.
She did very well. Lots of marching around and all that sort of stuff. I'm pleased I wasn't doing it. I would have definitely sort of ended up marching into kind of a lamppost or something. It wouldn't be good.
I'm sure. Did she get to carry a gun? That's the main thing.
Yeah, not yet. There is time. Right. Which is absolutely horrifically terrifying. But never mind. So this weekend, Gosport Borough. Was it Borough of Gosport? Gosport Borough of Football Club. I think that's it. Is it?
It is, absolutely. Gosport Borough.
Yeah, so bit of a drive, wasn't it? Bit of a way down.
to the case there. I mean, for me, one thing I was, didn't they? So I was very warm welcome by the secretary of the club, and wanted us to, on the podcast, did want us to let them know, let you all know about, they've got a charitable thing there, which is where they sort of feed families, which sounds absolutely incredible. Over the last few years, three or four years, they've got together, I think with the other big football club that I won't mention the name of on because I know it'd be difficult for you as a Southampton fan. And raised a lot of money. So what we will do on this episode is I'll try and get the link. They've got a Just Giving page, I think, or a charity page for that. Because, you know, they were such a, there was a very warm welcome at the club, and they do a lot of good work in the community. So let's, without further ado, start of the game then. We obviously had all the, had the bugler, which was quite amazing, wasn't it? And the minute silence and reflection there, and then off we started. Oh, I think we may have a technical issue. Do we have a technical issue? Is Pom there? Are you still there, Mr. Pom?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh yes. You're back.
Sorry.
I don't know what happened there. There was a
gremlin
in the system.
Indeed.
I'd like to say we're edited out, but that would require effort and work. And as you know, I try not to do too much of that. So let's start from the start. The whistle blew. What was your kind of first thoughts really in the first sort of five, ten minutes of the game?
Well, to be honest, I think we all feared that it would be a little bit flat after Monday. I think, as fans and as players, we thought there was such excitement Monday. It was such a build-up to Monday. And although the result wasn't unexpected, I just felt or feared that it could all go a bit flat. But you know what? The boys came out like they normally do and a really fast start. We threatened right from the off. And it wasn't long really before we got that first goal. Great piece of work by Gary down the right. And Daryl nodding in a very simple header. So, no, we did get off to a terrific start, really. And you know, most of that first half, I didn't think that they created a huge amount. They had some half chances, but not a great deal. And certainly I felt that we dominated pretty much that first half. So I was really pleased the way that the boys came out and really took it to them.
I totally agree with you, Pom. I mean, I was worried that we would have a little bit of a position where, as you say, bit of a hangover from such a huge event, and nobody could have blamed them. I mean, it was a huge emotional rollercoaster for all of us. I guess the idea of how many fans are going to turn up, you know, are we going to have the noise or anything like we did? And actually, I'll tell you what we did. And dear Gemma and Matt, fantastic with the drum.
Absolutely.
Not forgetting Sarah with the cymbals. Of course, triangle as well. Not forgetting Baldrick's triangle. Very important.
Indeed. And it was actually, it was interesting that it was their fans that were calling for the triangle.
Was it?
Stood behind us. Yes. So words obviously got round. And
that's
they were calling for the triangle.
Brilliant. And if you, next game, do come along, you know, with whatever you've got. It's just great for the atmosphere. It really is. And that drum sounded absolutely fantastic. So all credit for Matt for that. I felt actually for me, maybe the first sort of bit of time, first 15 minutes, I thought it was quite scrappy actually in parts, but I did feel that we were, you know, we were dominating, and I thought okay, hopefully we should be able to do something here.
Yeah.
The ball
spent a lot of time in the air in that first half. You know, which is not our sort of game. You know, we like to keep it on the deck. But there was a lot of hoof ball from one side to the other. A lot of head tennis a lot of the time. It wasn't particularly pretty to watch. But like I said earlier, I think, to be honest, we pretty much dominated. You know, when we did get hold of the ball, we did very well. And their only real tactic was to just lump it up.
Yeah, it was. And I kind of, again, it was just that feeling for me that in terms of the quality of play that we are, that we're producing as a team, that cohesion that we're having, it's just wonderful, wonderful to see. And of course, you know, we've got to remember as well, this new management team, they haven't been, they've been around Bracknell, of course, they have players and all sorts, but in terms of actually with this squad, it's not been that long since the previous incumbent, you know, left for pastures new. I just think they've done such a great job. It doesn't feel like, oh gosh, there's new management in, new ideas. It seems a very professional way of doing things, but in a soft, enjoyable, the team, yeah, I know I'm skipping forward in terms of that second half, but they just seem very relaxed, and they seem very happy to entertain, to be there. And I just thought that was really nice. And I'm sure that's credit
very much
to the joint managers.
Oh, definitely. And I think also, you know, yes, they haven't been in that long. And to be honest, we've had so many games since they've been in. They've not had much time to spend with the players in training. Because it's been sort of, you know, Saturday, Tuesday, and, you know, they normally train twice a week. Compared to normal, they haven't spent that much time. So it must have been difficult for them. But certainly, you know, what I see is a team that looks high on confidence, a team that looks comfortable with the ball, and a team that looks very happy to play with each other. It bodes well, certainly, for the future. I'm absolutely certain of that.
It really does. It really does. So moving on to obviously the half time, came out for the second half.
Yes, and to be honest, Gosport, they came out the blocks very fast in the second half. They brought the game to us. And you know, when they stopped hoofing it and they got the ball on the deck, they played some really nice stuff. Which is why I was so surprised at the way they played in the first half. But you know, they play some nice stuff, pass the ball around. They did create some chances. I have to say they created some fairly good chances, but Mr. Ecott between the sticks. Wow. You know, when you need someone to pull off a world-class save, when you need it, he's a boy, you know?
It was sensational. It was absolutely sensational. Yeah. And you know, you probably know, as dear listeners, that we did a part one the FA Cup game, but actually never did the part two. And the reason being is we were very much planning to talk along as we did it, but we just couldn't. It was just too loud, unfortunately. I was next to the drums. Yeah. And you know, we've all seen it because it was on TV or we were there. but one thing I did get was I got a text message from my brother-in-law from Derby, and he was watching on the TV, and he said to me, he said, oh my word, you're so entertaining. What fantastic football. And most importantly, he went and said, that goalkeeper, my gosh. He said, why the heck is he not well in the leagues? And you know, he wasn't talking about national leagues, he was talking about leagues.
Yeah.
and you know, and Chris really knows his football. And I mean, much of course we don't want him going anywhere.
Absolutely
from a scout's point of view, for goodness sake, surely you'd want him in any team. I mean, he is just performing so well. It was an absolute joy to watch.
It really was. And you know, talking about Michael, you know, last season, okay, 10 goals conceded. Now, we had a fantastic back four last season, but you know, Michael played his part as well. And it must have been very difficult for him last season when we were dominating games and he was hardly getting a kick, but then, you know, he'd then have to pull out a fantastic save at some point during the game. And, you know, his concentration was fantastic. So, I agree with you. I truly believe he could play at a much higher level. We obviously don't want to lose him. But, of course, you know, you would never try and stand in his way given that opportunity. But, he really did help yesterday in terms of, when we were under the cosh a little bit, when we were struggling a little bit to get hold of the ball and they created some chances, you know, he showed with his saves that, you know, we were still in the game. We were still 1-0 up, which was great. And we always felt that if we scored a second, that would be enough.
Yes.
I think the run of form that they were on, you know, to be 2-0 down, I think you sensed that their heads would drop. And I think that was the case. And I think once Gary got the second, that you could see that their heads dropped. They were fearing the worst. And to be honest, the third and the fourth, they were always going to come. And you know, if we'd played another 15 minutes, it probably would have been 6 or 7.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with you. It was an absolutely fantastic, fantastic second half.
Yeah.
It was nice because it felt for me, right, we're back in league games now. Okay, we've got FA trophies to come, but the reality is we're back to the core business.
Yes.
And the core business of getting to a position, you know, let's be honest, where we are right now, which is good. Mm-hmm. We've got games in hand, you know, maybe Truro are a bit too far ahead, but definitely within playoffs. And I think that is now a very, very achievable a goal, really.
Oh, very much so. And it did feel different yesterday. And after all that nonsense surrounding the FA Cup, you know, it was really good to play a league game. And you know, yes, we're in the FA Trophy. You know, as fans, we want to win every game, don't we? And as fans, we'd love to go as far as we can. But I just feel that, you know, it could still be just that little bit of a distraction. And if, you know, when we do go out of the trophy, which we will at some point, I'm sure, you know, it'd be great just to focus on, you know, two games a week, league games, picking up points, and get that feeling that we had last year as well, where, you know, you're so looking forward to every game because you thought, you know, we've got a real chance of winning this one.
Well, I'm with you, but yes, I don't have a problem. If we go out at the FA Trophy, you know, at Wembley and we lose in the final, that's absolutely, you know,
yeah, that'll do.
All credit to the boys, but that's what I expect. Okay, the FA Cup is still being polished, our silver FA Cup, so it might not be quite the same trophy, but I'll use them again. So no pressure, chaps. No pressure.
But you're right, it was just great to get back to league action. It really was.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tuesday, I mean, now, goodness, it is a busy, busy old time.
Mm.
Of course, we've seen so many games have been postponed. So, mm-hmm. What are we doing Tuesday and what are we doing Saturday, Paul?
Yeah, so Tuesday, home to Yates. If you remember, we were down there in the FA Cup.
We were
actually at their place, beat them 3-0. They had a player sent off very early doors. You know, their form a bit like Gosport is not great. So, you know, you would expect us to win that one, but no game's easy in this league. I think everyone should be going to the game on Tuesday night very, very confident. And then, of course, next Saturday, it is cup action again. It's the FA Trophy again. Tonbridge Angels. Right over there.
Tonbridge? Where's that?
Tonbridge. It's not far from Tonbridge Wells, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek, I have to say. Yeah, another one. But that's the price of success at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is the price of success. But there we go. One day we'll get a plane to these places, but there we go. It is absolutely wonderful to chat as always. We'll be back with you. I think Tuesday, going to have do the podcast Tuesday. Also got a little bit of a surprise guest as well, which will be coming. So look out for that. A bit of a special interview coming up. Which I'm not going to say more about that because it's going to be a bit of a surprise.
Yep.
But that's going to be coming up very, very shortly. As always, we would love to have your views. We really would. You can do that nice and easily on Twitter at Unofficial Robins, and also on unofficialrobins@gmail.com. You've got the Pomcast as well, the fantastic Pomcast.
Yep.
Some bloke called Pom that does it. and there's Sarah with an H and Sarah without an H. And
indeed, all three of us.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be out this week. So looking forward to that. And really just wanted to also say a big thank you to Carolyn Leakey for her efforts in getting the hoodies. I think they're fantastic. So anyone listening that fancies one, get in touch.
Do get in touch. And of course, there's so many ways to get in touch, like I said, but also the Facebook page as well. So yeah, Unofficial Robins, do join that. Just put a join request in. And don't worry at all if you can't, make many games, or maybe even you don't live in the Bracknell Forest area. That's not a problem at all. If you're into Nun League, you like Bracknell, if you're a bit interested, even if you're in opposition, that's absolutely fine. Come join us on that. And there's always gossip going on, and
there is
all the things of going on within Bracknell Town. So until next time, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and share, tell all your friends about us, and we will be with you next time on the Unofficial Robins. Good night from him,
and good night from him.
Good night,
good night, boys.